So the first order of business is to elect a chair.
Yeah, okay.
Are there any nominations for chair?
I nominate the member
for Torngat Mountains.
Any further nominations? Further nominations? The member for Torngat Mountains is acclaimed chair.
Okay, thank you, everyone. I'll now call nominations for Vice President, Government Services Committee.
I nominate Keith Hutchings.
Nominate Keith Hutchings nominated. Further nominations? Okay, Keith is Vice Chair. Okay, well, we're going to get started here now, and I guess the first order of business is to call Public Service Commission, sections 1.1.01 to 1.1.02. And first of all, I'd like to ask the Government Services Committee to introduce themselves. But first of all, I'd like to make temporary changes, that Ms. Rogers is substituting for Ms. Michael, and Ms. Perry is substituting for Mr. Kent. So with that, I'd ask the Government Service Committee to introduce themselves.
Mr. Chair, Keith Hutchings, Member of House Assembly, District of Fairyland.
Megan Drudge, Researcher, Official Opposition Caucus.
Tracy Perry, MHA, Fortune Bay, Cape Nahoon.
Veronica Hayden, Executive Assistant to Paul Davis.
Neil King, MHA for Bonne Vista.
Betty Parsley, MHA for Harbor Maine.
Carol Ann Haney, MHA, Bjorn Grand Bank.
John Finn, MHA, Stephenville, Port au Port.
Okay, Randy Edmonds, MHA for Torngat Mountains. So what we're going to do is go with probably 15 minutes for the opposition and switch over to 15 minutes for the third party. And we'll turn it over to the department, the minister. And first of all, I ask that she introduce all of the staff. And I'll have a few more remarks after that, and then we'll proceed with the questioning on estimates.
Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. What I would like to do is I'll let the staff, for the benefit of the committee, particularly the new committee members, who may not know the staff from the Public Service Commission, we'll introduce those now. And as we move through the next pieces for the morning, we'll introduce some of the other people that are here this morning. So I'll turn it over to the deputy who's responsible for the Public Service Commission.
Bruce Hollett, Chair and Chief Executive Officer, Public Service Commission.
And Chief Commissioner, Public Service Commission.
Jennifer Tulk, Director of Communications.
Wanda Trickett, Departmental Controller.
Raylene Thomas, Director of Appeals Investigations.
And that would be everybody for the Public Service Commission, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I do ask that whoever is responding to questions or asking the questions that they please identify their names, because we don't have video here, and we got to give the media control room a chance to identify who the speakers are. And we propose to take, depending on how long the session is going to go, for Public Service Commission, Human Resources, Secretary of Women's Policy Office, we'll go in that order. We'll probably take a 5-minute break after every hour. And hopefully we'll have everything clued up within the 3-hour time allocation here. So with that, I open up the estimates with the opening remarks from the minister.
Thank you. And Mr. Chair, just before we move into that, just a quick question. We had planned, and with the permission of the committee members, for the Public Service Commission, the Women's Policy Office, and then the Human Resource Secretariat. I know that's a little different than what you just read. I'm just wondering if that would be okay to follow that order, or if there's any issues. I had mentioned to Ms. Rogers before she left that we do women's policy second, because she asked. So if that's an issue, we'll switch, but just want to clarify that.
No, it would be more convenient if it was third, but that's fine. If you made a commitment to Ms. Michaels, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Public Service Commission, Women's Policy Office, Human Resources Secretariat.
Sure.
And I'd just like to add one more thing, that this is new for a lot of us, and there could be some growing pains along the way. I know some of us have been here before in different roles, but just to throw that out there.
So just for the benefit of the committee members, the Public Service Commission is the arm's length agency that supports government's efforts to be accountable and transparent in its hiring processes and decisions. The Public Service Commission has a legislated mandate for staffing policy and oversight of the staffing process to ensure fairness and open opportunity in government hiring, and provide a highly qualified, nonpartisan public service for government and the people of the province. While the Human Resource Secretariat is responsible for the operational and administrative aspects of staffing, the Public Service Commission provides the oversight, monitoring, and auditing of staffing processes, as well as investigations and adjudication of staffing process appeals. In addition to its staffing governance role, the Public Service Commission administers and chairs the classification appeal process for bargaining, non-bargaining, and management positions, provides administrative investigative services, administers the Conflict of Interest Advisory Committee, and provides employee assistance and respectful workplace programs for public sector employees. And it will administer the agency's boards and commissions application and merit assessment process and provide support to the Independent Appointments Commission. The integrity and impartiality required to properly deliver on this mandate is enhanced by the neutral and independent nature and reputation of the Public Service Commission. In 2016-17, budget allocations for the Public Service Commission reflects reduced operational spending and an increased allocation for EAP counseling to reflect demand and cost pressures. And Mr. Chair, I'll turn it back to you.
Okay. I'd just like to point out one thing, that we have government members here who have the opportunity to ask questions if they do wish, and we'll make time for that after the 15-minute allocations from this side of the floor. Okay. Where are we here? Okay, thank you, Minister, for your opening remarks. And we now ask if there are any questions.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Minister, we'll start 1.1.01, services to government and agencies. If we could go to 01, salaries. We see in the budget of 2015-2016, we see 1.521. It was revised in 2015-16, went down to 1.496 again in the estimates for 2016-17. It's gone up to 1,566,200. I wondered about the in the revised for 2015-2016, there was a reduction. There was positions that weren't filled from the original budget estimate. Mm-hmm.
So you're speaking to this is a Mr. Chair, just for clarity, would you like me to identify who I am every time I speak? That would be correct. Is that the case? Yes. So
and I might add that I'm assuming I might have missed it, but you're addressing 0.1?
Yes, salaries, yeah.
Okay. So it's Kathy Bennett, the minister responsible for the Public Service Commission. The question, I believe, was in relation to the 1,496,100 line from the member opposite. And salary savings there were generated through an employee on unpaid leave and their replacement being a lower step and employees who are not yet at the top step of the reclassification.
Okay, thank you. Were there any positions that were vacant in the last fiscal year outside of those you just indicated?
Mm-hmm. You
want to? Bruce Hollett. There was one position that was held vacant through the full year, but that is reflected in the original budget line.
Okay.
So other than that, and as the minister mentioned, we had an employee on unpaid leave, so there was a short period of vacancy in that position as well before the replacement came on.
Okay. The one position held vacant, that would be because why was it held vacant?
Bruce Hollett, the position that was held vacant during the year, what we did at the PSC in order to try and come up with administrative savings in our funding was we reallocated the way we did work within the commission. So we moved work around and we found better and more efficient ways to get the work done. So because of that, we were able to hold one position vacant through the full year last year.
Okay. So in this year's estimate for 2016-17, would that include that salary position or would that be now taken out?
This is the minister responsible for the Public Service Commission. The 1566200 number related to salaries for fiscal 16-17 is an increase due to a one-time removal of salary funded added back, $40,000. And annualized funding for JES, which added $5,200.
Okay. In regards to meeting the mandate off the commission, in regards to what you just mentioned, in regards to a vacant position, did that have an impact on the functions of the commission in regards to the ability to do its job and follow through on those functions that's required?
No. This minister responsible.
Okay. So just to be clear, in that vacant position that you indicated was in the last fiscal year and wasn't filled, maybe I didn't understand it correctly. So in this year's estimate, is the salary envelope for that in this year's estimate, and will it be filled?
Bruce Hollett. Yes, it is that position that we held vacant last year, and we do have funding for that position for this coming
okay.
year.
Okay. I just want to be clear, because I think you indicated that you had found efficiencies for last year and didn't require that position. But this year, you have it in your envelope for estimate, and it is required this year. Just maybe some clarification on that.
Bruce Hollett, that position, it's a Clerk 4 position. And what we're doing with that position this year is we intend to fill that to help support the Independent Appointments Commission process.
Okay.
So all of the processing of all the applications that come in
sure.
and maintaining the database.
Okay, thank you. So obviously it's a reflection of the Independent Appointment Commission and the role the Public Service Commission is going to play and what you expect the need will be. And that position will help fill some of that need, fair
Bruce,
to say?
Right. Bruce Hollett, yes, that's correct. So it's the additional responsibilities. While we were able to reorganize responsibilities and duties last year to move the current functions of the Public Service Commission around within the staff, what we're saying here is that the additional work with the Independent Appointments Commission, that position will do the administrative work with that.
Okay, thank you very much. Just on a broader question in regards to salaries, what's the current employee content for Public Service Commission? How many people do we have there?
In the salary, 17? 17 employees?
17?
17.
Okay.
Employees. Sorry, just for clarification, you were asking how many employees
yes.
are inside the Public Service Commission.
Yep.
The number is 17.
Okay, thank you. So as we look forward to, we talked about the Independent Appointment Commission. Is there other positions or expectations you have in regards to the role that will be played and if that role and those requirements of IAC are met with current staffing, or would there be additional staffing that would be expected?
Bruce Hollett, what we are doing is we're essentially reorganizing the way that people do their work. So the other functions with respect to the other responsibilities with respect to the Independent Appointments Commission will be they will be done by people who are there today, and,
okay.
and some changes in the way that they do their work. So it's additional responsibilities. and finding efficiencies in the way they perform their other responsibilities.
Okay. So in your current 17 employees and assessing their functions and carrying out the duties of the Public Service Commission, what capacity are you at now in terms of functioning and availability of time and to be able to do what they need to do, would you say? Because obviously you're bringing in new functions with the IAC, so there must be some capacity there for them to take on new responsibilities. So today, would you suggest you're at full capacity, or I'm just what the lay of the land is, I guess? Right.
Bruce Hollett, it's essentially what we're doing. We've been looking for more efficient ways to do the work that we do today. So essentially, if you apply lean processes, et cetera, to what we are doing, finding better ways to do what we have been doing, and we've done that over the last 2 or 3 years.
Okay. Thank you. So just to, again, let me repeat myself, just so I'm clear. So new positions for 1617 related to IAC and Bill 1 would be really, there's one position that wasn't vacant last year, which will flow in this year, and that person's duties really will be directly reflected on the responsibilities related to IAC, really. And then the other staff will pick up any other requirements. Is that fair to say?
It's the minister speaking, responsible for the Public Service Commission. As the deputy said, and member opposite is, I believe, understanding, the administrative support for the Independent Appointments Commission is provided through the position that the deputy referred to. Additional support and work for the Independent Appointments Commission will be handled through a engineering and repurposing of the positions that are already there to redeploy and provide opportunity for other employees to support the work of the Independent Appointments Commission. And that's the plan.
Okay. Thank you, Minister.
Just like to remind everyone, in the absence of video recording, it's important that you state your names before you begin.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, I think, respectfully, I think the last, when we did this before, when ministers or the members spoke, I think they were able to pick up who was who, but, you know, we can, and sometimes the staff identified themselves when they spoke, but that's fine. It's just cumbersome at times for repeating yourself, I guess.
Okay.
Keith Hutchings, MHA for Ferryland. Under heading 01 salaries, under employee benefits, we see from the budget of 15-16 and the revision a drop down, and then again it was readjusted in 2016-17. Can you just give us an indication of that, what the estimate of this year reflects?
Sure. This is the minister speaking for the Public Service Commission, and I'd ask the chair, in light of the member opposite's question, maybe we could confirm with the broadcast center whether they actually need those of us that are speaking frequently to use our names, and maybe if it's just staff.
You can use your names.
Pardon me?
You can use your names.
Okay. So the question was around G02 employee benefits. The $2,300 in projected revised budget for 2015-16 was a savings from professional development that was curtailed, and the difference between the $6,600 and the $16,600 came from a review through the line-by-line reduction and the discussions we had in Treasury Board around the details. It is our intention to make sure that as part of the build-up for next year for 17 under the zero-based budgeting, we'll be able to provide even more transparency in that in those expenditures when line-by-line actions have been undertaken.
Okay. Thank you. I just want to go back to something you mentioned in your opening remarks, Minister, in regards to employee assistance and a program. And I think there was a comment made in regards to greater requirement for those services.
That's correct.
So that would be, again, incorporated into current staff complement that's with the commission? Or
no.
Would that be resourced outside?
The employee assistance program and the supports that we provide employees in not just the core public sector, but a couple of other entities that are supported by the Public Service Commission. Handle about 1,200 referrals on an annual basis, which is on par with a large organization. We certainly want to be prepared for the possibility that there may be an increase in EAP as a result of the circumstances that we find ourselves in when it comes to the financial situation of the province. So under the area of professional services, which is G05, you'll notice that there, pardon me, is an increase.
Okay.
There, the majority of this allocation is for the employee assistance program. And as the members of the committee opposite, some of the new members may not know, EAP's role is to provide counseling and consultation supports to employees for issues that are affecting or have the potential to affect their employees' work performance. Employees are referred on a case-by-case basis to licensed counselors, and these private sector counselors are then contracted by the Employee Assistance and Respectful Workplace Division. The trend over the last few years has been an increase in the number of and complexity of the issues with respect to the employees seeking assistance and the cost of counseling services. And hence, the funding for the Employee Assistance Program has, we felt, been inadequate. An increase of $82,500 has been provided to right-side this budget. And that came after I, as the minister, had the opportunity to meet with the team inside the Employee Assistance and Respectful Workplace Division and had a briefing on the amount of work and responsibility they have had over the last number of years and how we could be more proactive in preparing to support our employees in the most effective way.
Thank you, Minister. Just on that note, just curious, what would the standard waiting time be for, roughly, for someone who came forward and wanted assistance like that?
Mm-hmm. About 10% of the employees that we have now come forward for assistance, and the wait times, I would ask the deputy to add.
Bruce Hollett, when somebody phones and requires EAP, they get assistance from one of our staff immediately.
Okay.
So it's immediate. And then what they will do is they'll do an assessment of the issue that that person is presenting with, and then they will refer them out to a counselor who is specialized and an expert in that particular area. So
sure.
there really is no wait.
Okay. And just and those counselors would be, I guess, positioned all over the province that you could access them. Okay. Thank you. Purchase services, just on professional services, again, outside of those folks that would do EAP services for the commission, would there be other consultants involved in that line item for anything else?
Bruce Hollett. No, there is a tiny provision there really for us if we did need something, but no, we've not engaged any other consultants.
Okay, thank you. The purchase of services as we come down through, just again a quick question in regards to the reduction from what was budgeted in last fiscal year, the revision, and there's been that number has been reduced. Just some thoughts on, I guess, the reduction there and what that reflects.
Sure. The savings from purchase services in revised budget 15-16 compared to the original budget. Spending was curtailed on things like training room rentals, professional development. There was some deferred professional design and printing of conflict of interest, employee assistance program, and respectful workplace publicly available materials. The budget for 2016-17, as it relates to the budget from 15-16, those reductions came from a line-by-line reduction. And also note that $82,500 was reprofiled from professional services to right-size the budget. So the department the Public Service Commission expenses were moved to where they actually are being incurred, as I mentioned earlier when we talked about the professional services.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Chair, my 15 minutes is up. I don't know if there any committee members wanted to ask a question, or will I continue? Or
okay, I'll ask if there's any other board members that wish to ask questions.
Okay.
There you
go. Thank you. I just wanted to ask a general question in regards to, Minister, the current wait times for appeals and investigations. I know he spoke in regards to the wait times in regards to EAP. Just curious as well in regards to appeals investigations, where that would be.
Sure. Minister.
Bruce Hall. Really, there are two types of appeals that we would handle, or three types of appeals that we would handle. One is classification appeals. And classification appeals, there is there was a significant backlog when the responsibility for management appeals was transferred to the Public Service Commission. There was a substantial backlog, and we're working our way through that backlog. So those are not currently, they're not all that current. But with respect to general classification appeals that come in today, we try to get them all completed within 3 months. If somebody appeals a staffing complaint, we normally turn that around very quickly. We respond to it immediately. It may take a month or 2 months sometimes to complete the investigation, just depending on availability of the appropriate people. And with respect to the other investigations that we would do, those, again, we would be able to respond essentially almost immediately to those. And a normal process. So there's really no wait list for those. The only place that there's really a wait time is on classification appeals.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure the JES classification appeal, would that be covered under Public Service Commission or is it under the Secretary?
No, the JES appeals occur under the Human Resource Secretary.
Secretary, okay. Thank you. Just to come back to some of the initial questions we had in regards to IAC and, you know, what that's going to mean in regards to a public service commission. The merit-based element in regards to Bill 1 obviously is significant and would reflect, and I guess Mayor and want the assistance of the of your organization to do that. And I think from what you said, there you feel the capacity is there now to do that based on you know, reorganization of your current talent in regards to administration. You have that ability based on some choices you've made. If there was greater capacity or greater requirements, Bill 1 hasn't passed the House yet, obviously. If there was greater requirements or there was agreement to do some amendments, and maybe there was, as I said, greater requirements for the commission. Would you be able to handle increased capacity, or would that require additional staffing, do you think?
The discussion around the current view as to how the Public Service Commission will be supporting the Independent Appointments Commission is based on the information that the Public Services Commission has been provided by government. Okay. The debate and the legislation, as you so aptly mentioned, have not been voted on in the House of Assembly yet. Once that happens, certainly the Public Service Commission will be charged with implementing and executing that work. It is our expectation that based on the discussions we have had with officials in the Public Service Commission, and based on the mechanisms, the technology mechanisms that we're going to use for application acceptance and inquiries from those individuals that are interested in participating in the pool that will be available for the Independent Appointments Commission to review for Tier 1 positions and will be used by the Public Service Commission for Tier 2. We anticipate that at this time will be sufficient. It should be sufficient.
Okay. Thank you. I have to ask what on 02 revenue provincial in revised we have $100. I'm just curious what that is.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Under amount to be voted 02, under the heading, it's revenue / provincial, and in the revised for 2015-2016, there's $100 there.
Oh, yeah. That was a vendor credit from the prior year related to a counselor fee.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. That's good for me, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Any other questions? Service Commission? Shall I call for Hiddings? Okay. Shall 1101 carry? Carry.
For the new members on the committee, Mr. Chair, this would be the time that we are actually going to be voting on these lines. Is that correct?
You call the question, I guess. Eh?
Yeah, once he calls the question.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we do it again? Can you say all those in favor?
Okay, all those in favor? Against?
Nay.
Carried.
No, she said to let her know. She'd come down right away.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to let her know now.
Okay. Take 5 minutes. Okay, since that one is done, I know it's a bit early in the game, but we're going to take a 5 minute break. And then we'll resume with Women's Policy Office.